It's 11:35, Newfoundland Daylight Saving Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave.
She's here in St. John's to read from her latest work, Alias Grace. We are pleased to welcome to The Great Eastern, Margaret Atwood.
Hello.
The Diviners, The Stone Angel, A Jest of God, The Fire Dwellers, these works place you in the highest ranks of world literature. They stand head and shoulders above...
Excuse me.
Yes?
You've got me confused with Margaret Lawrence.
Huh?
The books you just named, good books all, are by Margaret Lawrence. I'm Margaret Atwood.
Oh, wow. Geez. Well, is this ever embarrassing? What are some of your books that I might be familiar with?
The Robber Bride?
Oh, no.
The Handmaid's Tale?
No.
Oh, Surfacing?
Not ringing any bells, Margaret. Are you enjoying your trip?
Yes, I am.
We've all got something to learn. College days. Who amongst us can neither deny them nor blot them completely from our memories? Now more than ever, we are told, an education is super important, and the university of today is not the university of tomorrow. My name is Paul Moth. Today on The Great Eastern, we present a special report on the University of the Future, the University of Newfoundland at St. John's.
When I attended Memorial University here in the capital city, all we knew about our crosstown rival was that their teams always beat our teams, and that it was the place in town to get drugs. Mun was squeaky clean back in the 60s and 70s. We looked to the University of Newfoundland at St. John's as a beacon of radical hope. Today, the UNSJ is still a beacon, but now because of its forward-looking philosophy. Some criticize what they call its crass commercialism. Others praise it for its response to the new economic climate.
Excuse me, sir, there's a $5 day pass charge.
Oh, okay. You go, my good man.
Thank you.
Well, say what you will about UNSJ, but as you pass through its toll gate and stroll past the ranks of Beamers, Saabs, and Volvo station wagons, you have to admit two things. It has excellent parking, and it has more billboard acreage than any other campus in the country. The strikingly designed 15-story Voigtkamp parking tower dominates the landscape here and has become the symbol by which UNSJ is known in collegiate circles across Canada. In the shadow of the tower, you can see the steroid-crazed enforcers of the UNSJ Lancers football team out on the university's pitch, violating the mascot. What a squad. Some things never change. College sport. But it is as a seat of hired learning that the UNSJ has built its recent reputation, so let's visit the architect of this vast, creative plan. I'm in the office of Reginald Whalen, President and Chief Executive Officer of the University of Newfoundland at St. John's. Hello.
Have a seat, Paul. I'm sure you know where everything is.
Sorry?
Well, didn't we occupy these offices back in 69?
Oh, no. I split with the student provisionals and formed the Viet Minh. We occupied the weight room over at Memorial.
Right. I'd forgotten that. Heady days, Paul.
Well, it must feel a bit strange now, having once occupied this office as a student radical. 30 short years later, well, here you are. You're the man.
Well, we need a radical change then. We need radical change now. I guess my mandate's not so different.
Did we have a mandate back then? I can't remember whether we had a point or an excuse.
Well, the essential difference, I suppose, is the changes we're instituting today are born of necessity, not choice.
Yes. Now, I know you feel strongly that the venerable old UNSJ has to shed its image as yesterday's academy.
Well, I feel strongly about everything, Paul, but especially about ensuring that UNSJ is at the forefront of the redesignation of higher learning. We're meeting the challenges, and pride is our middle name. We're customizing.
And accessorizing.
The guiding principle behind these changes is best summed up by UNSJ's new motto.
Priscilla concipite?
That's right. Think small.
I like the old one.
Melius quam nihil.
Yeah, better than nothing.
Yeah, it had a ring to it, but the days of the university are over. By the time our five-year plan has been implemented, the UNSJ will be North America's first speciversity.
Speciversity?
The idea that a specific place like St. John's could plausibly offer universal teaching was always ridiculous. Concentrate on strengths. Be specific. Could you be a little more specific? You know, that's my favorite question to people these days, you know, Paul. Could you be more specific?
I'm not sure.
Well, to remain competitive in the new educational marketplace, we have to provide consumers with our best product. And that means concentrating on those areas where we've exhibited strengths.
Mixed arts?
Cold water engineering, phosgene chemistry, parking administration.
That's right. The UNSJ has consistently come in first in the parking category of the McLean's University poll, though not so well in other areas. That poll ranked you most average overall university for the past 5 years.
Well, just let me first say that most average overall is nothing to sniff at. But I want to stress that that McLean's poll is meaningless.
Well, your plan for the UNSJ is controversial, and it's not without its detractors, some of whom claim that entire faculties are destined for the scrap heap of learning. Will there be major displacements of staff?
I'm not the man to give you the details on the implementation of the final solution. You'll have to talk to Jan Ajax on that.
Oh! I was just going nappy naps under the desk when I heard my name.
Ajax, look, this is Paul Ma from the BCN. Ajax is our VP, academic and parking.
Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you, Paul.
Ajax, you'll be the point man for his tour of the plant.
Oh, certainly.
Now, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I have a meeting with some corporate sponsors. Campus soft drink franchising, you understand? Oh, Ajax, could you tell Mitzi it's time for my massage?
Yes, sir, absolutely. When hell freezes over. This way, Paul. So, Mor, that's a Dutch name, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Are you Dutch?
Well, Dutch collaborator, actually.
Oh.
So, you seem to know about the five-year plan.
Well, there are rumors going around.
Who talked? Names. I want names.
Well, everybody. No one in particular. But there is talk that only four faculties will be left by the end of the year.
No, five. Business, computer science, engineering, commerce, and marketing.
Well, that cuts out quite a few areas.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, what about the humanities, the sciences, medicine even? Well,
they've been repositioned, that's all. And right-sized. Business English, marketing philosophy, consumer psychology, medical insurance, and so forth. I mean, it's all still there.
But what about things like history?
Come on, Paul.
But I mean, you hear so much talk today about diversity.
Oh, yes, but in a very specific way. Special diversity. That's higher learning for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I guess... This is the office of the new chair of economology.
Yes, we received a very generous endowment from the economologist to create a chair.
Oh, who's been appointed to that?
We're nobody. So far, we just have the chair. Would you like to see it?
Oh, sure.
What do you think?
Wow, nice chair.
Yeah.
Leather?
Corinthian leather.
Beauty.
Beautiful, eh?
Yeah, I think I could...
Helen?
Mr. Vice President?
Yes, could I have a word?
Certainly.
You see, the findings of the ad hoc Classroom Anti-Harassment Gender Orientation Guidelines Discrimination Policy Review Commission report are in.
That's good news.
Yes,
long
yes. Yes, but you see, in order to credibly appear to be implementing them, I need a scapegoat on the Engineering 40 Beer Club Hubba Jugs teen prostitution scandal.
But I'm the Dean of Arts.
Well, there may be some truth to that, but, I mean, you have been seen in the engineering building in the past, and you have a large number of children for a professional.
But I'm just going by
the new guidelines. Look, Helen, I'm quite busy at the moment. The people in human sacrifices can outline the details of your resignation. That'll be all. Paul, this way.
Well, I can certainly see that the grappling with the harassment issues has become part of the everyday fiber of a university administrator's job.
Yes. Well, as Max Reber wrote, the exceptional bureaucrat, or Übergeselldolt, must size up the workers with absolute objectivity prior to sizing them down.
Yeah, that quote doesn't really ring a bell with me, because I'm a little rusty in my favor.
Well, Paul, I have some important business. Please make yourself at home, wander around freely, and if you need anything, just holler, because you'll be under constant surveillance.
I will. Thank you, Jan Ajax.
My pleasure. Have a great day at the UNSJ, the University of the Future.
Serving the island for over 60 years, BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
My, my, my. HQ of the UNSJ student newspaper, the UNSJIP. What a great tradition. So many of today's working journalists got their start here, and one imagines the scribblers of tomorrow are here now working the student beat.
Yo, caminero! Hasta la victoria siempre!
Can I help you, sir?
Paul Moth, host, the Great Eastern, and former staffer over at your sister campus paper, The Muse.
And can I help you?
Just looking around. And maybe I can help you. Any items for this week's edition that need writing? Oh, look, there are a few things on the lineup board that don't have any names by them yet.
I'm just going to go make a phone call.
Let's see. More students living at home. Well, if there's room. Taking out a second mortgage on your life. Don't these youngsters stop their belly aching and apply for an OFY grant. Elmer the Safety Elephant advocates self-love. Wow, that's an interesting one.
There he is.
What the? Comrades, we're all part of the same struggle.
Get him into prod.
Hey!
He said his name was Tom Ma.
Get his wallet. Yeah, well, it says here your name's Paul Ma.
Yeah, explain that.
Look at this. It's a picture of him with Barbara Meal.
He's with McLean.
Yeah! Take that, you scumbag.
How do you rank our student security?
Ah! Get the hell out of here, you...
Well, talk about hostile. Crowd of UNSJ always were a little bit uptight. But that ammonia smell, pheromones, characteristic nose of stale beer and vomit. Refuge is never far away in the Labatt Student Union complex. And here it is, the most notorious student pub on earth, just where I left it, the Drain. Maybe I should just score a nickel a weed for old time's sake. Yeah, I could always give it early. Hey, Chief, you holding?
Paul?
Omar? Omar Breen?
Paul Ma? Still a pothead?
It was going to be a gift for the weather guy down at the station. I haven't cleaned for years. Omar Breen? What are you doing here?
Still struggling with that doctoral thesis.
What is it? 22 years?
24.
That's not bad.
Well, it would have been done long ago, but I keep losing my thesis supervisor.
Was it departmental politics?
Natural causes. Listen, it's Ajax. I mean, he's just purging the university. How about those Lancers, hey? Go Lancers! Kill Lancers! Listen, Paul, it's not safe. I gotta go.
Omar, wait! Come on. Hey, he's always a tool anyway.
You're listening to UNSJ Radio, UNSJ Radio, University Campus Radio. That was the Stone Devil Pilots. Now, Local Boys, the Hardship Post. What is that?
Rita Malloy with some BCN programming highlights. Coming up after the Great Eastern, Look, It's Back. Yes, it's Look It's, with new host Ricky Parabrame. Take a new look at a new look, Look It's as Ricky kicks off the season with Look It's Leather. At 2 o'clock, it's the premiere of Libby Sinyard, Bay Superwoman. With a grandchild under each arm, a culvert to knit, and mayoral duties for the town of Sops Bite, Libby's dance card looks full. But wait, she still got to bottle a moose. Hints, tips, and strategies for making domestic subterfuge work for you. Every Saturday this fall with Libby Sinyard, Bay Superwoman. At 4, it's Playlets, and episode 3 of Delbert Onglow's hard-hitting dramatic cycle, Please Make It Stop. This week, sullen daughter Brenda's got alibis galore as Mom proves once again that she loves a man in uniform. Dad's out from under the cabin, but hardly out of the woods when he shows up, feral. Grr, rough, rough. This week on Please Make It Stop. A full day of exciting and entertaining programming only on BCN 520, all Newfoundland radio.
Like everything in the modern university, scientific research has had to justify itself by the bottom line. The UNSJ's physics department is being held out as a model success story in this regard. Dr. John Peters is head of the top-grossing research unit in the country. Welcome to the Great Eastern.
And welcome to the lab.
Now, I remember the hullabaloo a few years ago when the physics department was all but shut down for lack of funding. You've certainly turned things around.
Well, when government research grants became contingent on partnerships with industry, we approached Furlong Confections. They're a local company famed for their knobs. And they interested Nielsen's. Funds were matched by NSERC, and you're looking at the results. This is the most advanced chocolate accelerator in the world.
Wow. What exactly does a chocolate accelerator do?
Well, it measures chocolate behavior, confection currents, mousse viscosity, cocoa spectra, and so forth.
Is there something specific about that behavior?
Well, that's precisely our question. In order to answer that, we've been trying to experimentally reproduce Vanka's third law of cocoa dynamics.
Yeah, that would be Nobel laureate Wilhelm Vanka. Of course, yeah, he was persecuted by the Nazis, wasn't he?
Yes, he fled to Switzerland to continue his work. Many people think he may have fudged some of the subsequent results.
Well, have you been able to vindicate the great chocolate theorist?
Well, not yet, but acceleration has allowed us to perceive subatomic cocoa polymers that have strikingly similar isotopes to masses from other galaxies.
So you think that...
Yes, a meteor shower, perhaps 7 million years ago.
Of course, the drink of the Aztec nobility, chariots of the gods, and so forth.
Yes, and we're hoping that the Mars probe will confirm this.
Now, this high-minded marriage of theory and sophisticated experimentation is all very well, but, I mean, after all, you are in partnership with industry. What's the real goal of this research?
In scientific terms, it's quite complex. But, to put it in simple layman's terms, our goal is to make knobs juicier and Mr. Big bigger.
Well, I can certainly see the application.
Bigger, chewier, more long-lasting.
Mr. Big Science.
Thank you.
I love it. You must stand and make a mint on this.
Oh, yeah, we hope to.
Must be sweet for
it's
you.
Bittersweet, actually.
Dr. Peters, thanks for this.
Thank you.
One of the most vital areas of study at the UNSJ is the Department of Newfoundland Folkways and Culture, the repository of our unique heritage. Oh, here's traditional song and poesy taught by the foremost expert on Newfoundland, Dr. Ulf Quislingson.
No! No! No, it's terrible! With some misery, more desperation, your culture is being exterminated! Sing like the dodo bird that you are! Now, please, once more, with healing.
Lots of fish in Bonavista, lots of fish in Bonavista.
While it has absolutely nothing to do with my essentially urban experiences as a Newfoundlander, it's still so beautiful. A shame, then, that the entire department will be eliminated by year's end, its tape archive to be erased and sold to the CBC. Well, this is it. The future of higher learning. Almost 1,000 students taking their seats in front of Profotron, a giant electronic screen. Still, not unlike when I dabbled in the academy, these young people look both disaffected and anxious.
Please prepare your electronic entry pads. The quiz will now appear on the Sony Jumbotron, brought to you by the Bank of Montreal.
Oh, an exam.
All students must be seated.
I'd better clear out of here. This exam, I haven't studied.
I missed all the lectures.
All students must be seated.
Oh, excuse me.
The first question is now appearing on the screen.
The Aufgehoben is A, a revolutionary slogan of the Spartacus League, B, the dialectical cancellation and preservation of a higher level of conceptual forms, or C, a type of Viennese strudel. Ah, jeez, I used to know this. C! No, wait. Cripes. I've got to get out of here. Excuse me, Prophetron.
Use the microphone to pose your question.
I've got to go to the bathroom.
Request denied.
I've got a weak bladder. I can get your doctor's note.
Please take your seat. The second question is about to appear on the screen.
This is ridiculous. I gotta go! You've got no right!
Do you presume to criticize the omniscient Prophetron?
I'm gone. Fire exit. Where's the fire exit?
Prophetron has spoken. Please take your seat. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
President Whalen?
No.
I'm the great and powerful Prophetron.
You, Prophetron?
Yes, I'm afraid it's true. There's no other Prophetron except me.
You're a humbug.
Yes, that's so. I'm a university administrator.
You're a very bad man.
No, I'm a good man, but I'm a very bad person. How can I make it up to you? What do you need?
I know. How about a brain? No, better still, a diploma.
Diploma?
Yes, anyone can have a brain. That's a very mediocre commodity. Men and women come out of universities and think great thoughts, but with no more brains than you have. But they have one thing you haven't got. A diploma. Therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me, by the Universitatus Comitatum e Pluribus Unum, and in recognition of your, specific contribution to narrowcasting, I take great pleasure in presenting you Paul Saint-Laurent Boothby Moth this honorary degree.
Wow. I'm speechless. An honorary doctorate.
Well, actually, it's a bachelor honoris causa.
An honorary bachelor's? Mm-hmm. I didn't know they gave those out.
Oh, yes. It's quite rare.
Wow. Issued on this date, the XIIth day of the Xth month, in the year of our Lord, MCMXCVI. Man, it's beautifully printed on parchment. Oops.
Oh, no, not to worry, Paul. We can have another one printed up in a flash.
Gosh, Mom will be so proud. Wait till the gang back at the office sees this in a frame over my desk.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
What news, good clerk?
Well, IAX has rounded up the faculty directorate, and the show trial is about to begin.
Excellent. Now, if you'll excuse me, Paul, I have an exam to give.
A show trial? Oh, boy.
All rise.
Oh, good heavens, Mr. Fink.
His honorissimus clandesticulus inquisitorii academicum, Jan IAX. All heal.
Proceed with the proceedings.
Well, could we discuss some procedural questions first?
Proceed.
Well, my client...
The defendant will identify herself.
My name is Beth Maunder. I am head of the faculty association.
How can you be head of the faculty association when there is no faculty association?
That's a very good point.
And associate professor in the Department of Folkways.
Ah, lies! There is no Department of Folkways. We know who you are. You are Ludmila Yushkelnikov, anarchist saboteur!
And the other people!
Yes!
Sorry, just getting hurt.
I'm not Ludmila Yushkelnikov.
No? Well, it was worth a shot. Anyway, stop trifling and get on with it. Must we wait all day? You are charged with some very serious charges. How do you plead?
I don't know.
What? Haven't you received a prepared confession? Oh, this will take all day.
Oh, wait, this must be in here. I plead guilty of activities intended to subvert the good fiscal health and planning efficiency of the university.
In conscience, I can no longer represent my client.
Members to create an illegal...
Oh, this is incredible. Poor Beth, she seems so numb. Too much Baron playing, I guess.
That would be all. You're sentenced to re-education. You will be taken from this course and placed immediately in the Faculty of Commerce, where you will be enrolled in a Master's of Business Administration program.
No!
Yes, and it is the express hope of this court that you emerge a useful citizen. Take her away.
No, please.
Ooh, an MBA. That's rough.
Who's next?
Charles Taylor.
boring. Charles Taylor, you know they're going
to
nail
him. Bring him in. Ha-ha, Taylor! What do you have to say for yourself now, my friend? My little philosopher, snitch. Bring him in. No good, Nick. McGill professor.
And so, our day at UNSJ draws to a close. My visitor's permit is about to expire. This has been some experience. The pathways to learning are many and varied. They are straight, and they may... And we have been privileged today. We have glimpsed some of the routes to higher learning. But whatever it is, I can't help thinking about this country and its intellectual and cultural elite. I remain unconvinced. The people running this country are all products of the academy. What is it that makes decision-making such an inaccurate process? Oh, maybe rooting around in a chicken's intestines isn't such a bad idea after all. The god of education may not be the answer. There is no panacea, there is no solace, there is no refuge from the ills of the world. Neither brains nor learning can save us from the chill blast of ignorance. But nothing can take away this degree from me. A baccalaureate with honor and cause. Just look at all this stuff, this Latin. Da 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 da. Age, ucfe, arselfie. Wow.
Eastern comes to you live from the studios of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, housed on beautiful Duckworth Street in the oldest city in North America. Hollis Duffett twirled the dials today, and the director of radio at the BCN is, as always, Ish Lundrigan. If you'd like to write us, the mail slot is open. Our street address, if you're going the Royal Mail route, is the Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or send us email. That address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Plus, we have a spiffy homepage. Lots of audio clips to listen to, biographical material, and info about the show and the station. Check it out through CBC's homepage or email us for the address. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, I'm Erling Biggs, your weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong Confections. Enjoy a Furlong knob today. First, some community announcements. The CBC is having a yard sale this afternoon on the Parkway. Items available include office furniture, stationery, some electronics, and a wide selection of unclaimed personal effects. And, that seems to be all the announcements today. Now, in the fascinating world of weekend traffic. Hunting season, again, so motorists traveling near dawn or dusk are advised to keep an eye out for slow-moving pickups cruising the back roads of the province. This activity is, of course, illegal, and motorists are asked to inform police of any violations of the Highway Traffic Act.